It's gonna be a good day, I can feel it coming on. All my darkest nights have come and gone. I might just break out laughing, I might just sing a song. It's gonna be a good day, I can feel it coming on.
When I woke up this morning, I knew what was on the way. I could tell by how I felt inside, the sun was here to stay.
Someone up in heaven must be smiling down on me, 'cause I feel so excited from my head down to my feet.
I'm looking for the future, I know God is in control. I'm looking to enjoy this ride, I think I'm on a roll. It's gonna be a good day, I can feel it coming on. All my darkest nights have come and gone. I might just break out laughing, I might just sing a song. It's gonna be a good day, I can feel it coming on.
All my expectations, possibilities, dreams that I've been dreaming, he has made reality.
I've made a resolution that I'll dwell here on the good.
He'll send down a blessing just like he said he would.
When I look down this tunnel, I can finally see the light. I've got a funny feeling
everything will be alright. It's gonna be a good day, coming on. All my darkest nights have come and gone. I might just break out laughing, I might just sing a song. It's gonna be a good day, I can feel it coming on. It's gonna be a good day, I can feel it coming on.
It's going to be a good day. That was music by Gold City, and welcome to Gospel Time. I'm your host, Dave Rigg, and during this half hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the Gospel of Jesus Christ in song. Here's one now from the Harry family. This is called Sheltered. You're listening to Gospel Time.
Facing a battle today,
oh, I
cry from the joy I know Jesus brings in pieces. But I am still sheltered beneath his wings. Seems no one's around to help you. You say you just keep giving, and nothing's ever there for you, and only your faith helps you hold on. Your heart's in shattered pieces, and you're standing on.
In the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 29, God's word says, "It has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him." Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Almighty God, what a precious name you have given to your Son. We pray today that it might be exalted in all the earth and throughout all the heavens, until all existence knows that Jesus Christ is truly Lord of Lords and King of Kings. It's in his precious and holy name that we pray, and amen.
Yeah. ever longed to be home? With Upwards, I'm Max Licato. Remembering the summer of my 19th year when I was a door-to-door salesman in northern Georgia, and I was so lonely for home, I thought my bones would melt. I remember one evening going by the home of a rural farm family. You couldn't help but see through their big plate glass window a perfect Norman Rockwell painting this family was. It was all I could do to keep from ringing the doorbell and asking for a place at their table. You know what I felt that night? Some of you have felt ever since your husband died or your child was buried or the doctor said it was cancer. You know, God has set eternity in our hearts, and deep down we know we're not home yet. I think Jesus would say, "Blessed are the homesick, for they shall see heaven."
Gospel music continues now with the Palmetto State Quartet. This is called Everlasting Peace, and you are listening to Gospel Time. Dave Rigg playing the music just for you.
Then watch your tongue. Keep your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Work hard at living in peace with others. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous face many troubles, but the Lord rescues them from each and every one. For the Lord protects them from harm. Not one of their bones will be broken. Calamity will surely overtake the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. But the Lord will redeem those who serve him. Everyone who trusts in him will be freely pardoned. Psalm 34, 13 through 22, from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Now on Gospel Time, it's hymn time.
Eat healthy.
What you really do.
What would you like to order?
I'd like the deep-fried battered shrimp and a side of battered mushrooms with extra butter and a Diet Coke.
Things you should do.
Drive the speed limit.
What you really do.
The speed limit, plus a little more.
You know what you should do.
That's not the problem.
The question is, why don't you do what you know you should?
Morals don't have a real high priority right now.
But the Bible says you have a moral responsibility for what you do.
Or for what you don't do.
Luke chapter 12 says you know what you should do.
That makes a moral lifestyle pretty crucial.
God gave a moral standard for your own good.
Ignore it now and you'll pay for it later.
Do what you know you should. Make morals a high priority.
Mm-hmm. Luke chapter 12 will help you prioritize.
A thought from inside the Our Daily Bread devotional guide.
Okay, here's a song for the person who wanted to hear one by Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver.
life will be over.
This short life will be over.
Some of these days, nobody will die.
The Savior for
which you're praising forever.
Some of these days, just by and by, when the clouds shall pass away, we'll be free from every pain. When the shadows all have drifted,
shadows have
revealing in the sky.
When we come, when she's bringing
glory bells,
we shall hear the bells ring.
Some of these days, just by and by. Some of these days, beyond the bright sky,
there will
God's
be
reunion up yonder,
a happy reunion
where our hearts will grow fonder.
Some of these days, yes, by and by, when the clouds shall pass away, we'll be free from every pain.
When
the shadows all have drifted, revealing the sky.
She's bringing
the glory bells.
We shall hear the bells ring.
Some of these days, just by and by, when the clouds shall pass away, we'll be free from every pain. When the shadows all have
drifted, revealing the sky,
heavy loads will be lifted.
When the comfort she's bringing
the glory bells,
we shall hear the bells ring.
Some of these days, just by and by,
some of these
days,
join the ransom of
sin and by and by.
Hey, great to see you again on the course, Dad.
Oh, my pleasure, son.
Danny sure loves going 18 holes with his grandfather.
Yeah, he's good. But how's Danny getting along in school?
Fine, I guess.
You know, I wouldn't be too sure about that.
What do you mean?
Well, I have a feeling Danny's golf game's getting so good because he dropped out of school.
Dropped out? Danny? No way.
Trust me on this one, son. And he had quite a bit of beer today, too.
Oh, so now he's an alcoholic, too. Well, you may be right about a lot of things, Dad, but I know my son. He'd never do something like that.
Dad, I've got three words to share with you that will improve your relationship with your son. Denial never helps. I'm Jim Burns from Youth Builders. Denial blocks out the need to act. And the result? The drug problem gets worse. Or the casual drinking gets out of control. And you know who suffers the most, Dad? Your kid, not you. So don't let this happen. Learn to deal with the problem, and remember, you don't have to do it alone.
More gospel music from the Wilburns on Gospel Time.
I once lived in a valley. It was dusty and dry. There were souls lost and dying on every side. Nothing was growing in that burning sand, and I was begging for a way out of that barren land. I was thirsty and searching when a voice tenderly said, I'll give you water if you'll follow me. He showed me the fountain, led me up to the brink where living waters were flowing, and he gave me a drink. Yes, living waters were flowing. From the master's supply, he brought me out of Death Valley. Now I'll never die. One drink of that water freed my soul from sin, and I'll never go back to Death Valley again. Now I'm so glad the one who all life and breath had mercy on me in that valley of death. The water he gave me gave sweet peace within, and he promised I'd never get thirsty again. Now he orders my steps by a still peaceful stream. He makes me lie down in pastures so green. And when I complain that I've had a hard way, he just brings to my memory those Death Valley days. My God, he brings to my memory those Death Valley days. And when I drank living water from the master's supply, he brought me out of death.
Flight 719er, this is the tower. You are clear to land.
Tower, we'd have to go way out of our way to get to the airport. We're already lined up with this great golf course. It looks pretty nice. Can we land there instead?
Flight 719er, did you say golf course?
Oh, wait! How about the new parking lot? Can we land there?
Some people want to believe that there are many ways to heaven. Yet the Bible, in talking about Jesus, clearly states there is only one name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved.
719er, you are aware that you're flying a 747 jumbo jet. The only safe place to land is the airport.
I think you should be more open-minded about this. A bunch of us were talking and we were thinking about maybe landing on the interstate. I mean, you know, we'd be a lot closer to hotels and everything. Okay, Tower?
Just like the tower, the Bible is guiding us to the only option we have available. Will you turn to Jesus? A message from Lifeline Productions.
Well, that's all the time they're going to give us for today's Gospel Time program. A reminder that Gospel Time stays on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station because of your prayers and your financial support. If you'd like to help us, here is our mailing address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, that's B-O-N-E-G-A-P, Bone Gap, Illinois, and our zip code is 62815. Thanks for listening to our program today. Until our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing, this is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.